Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in the world of space. The theme this week is going to be space rock. So let's first talk about the biggest rock in orbit around the Earth, and that's, of course, the moon. We've got a new moon about on noon at Friday, which means that it's not going to be in the way this week. It's definitely not going to be in the way on Thursday night into Friday morning when we have a peak of a meteor shower called the Eta Aquarid meteor shower, because that big rock in space is not going to be lit up big and bright, and we're not going to be washing out these little rocks in space. We'll be able to see a bunch of these little rocks in space, these little bits of dust burning up as they hit our thick atmosphere as we plow through this trail of dust left over, in this case, by Halley's Comet. So this is a really, really wide stream of dust, and we're plowing through it right now as we speak. We'll be plowing through it through the end of May, but the peak of the shower, the thickest part of this stream, is going to be Thursday night into Friday morning. If the skies are clear, I wouldn't go out just to see this thing. At most, we might get a few dozen an hour at peak, but definitely keep your eyes peeled, because we have a better chance Thursday night into Friday morning and then throughout the weekend of seeing some of these shooting stars from that Eta Aquarid meteor shower. They appear to radiate from the constellation Aquarius, so they're called the Eta Aquarid meteor shower, but they actually can appear anywhere in the sky, so just keep your eyes peeled. Also, this Friday, later that Friday, we have a live Sky Tonight talk at the planetarium, so we are going to look at all this stuff virtually. If the real-world weather doesn't cooperate, we'll look at that meteor shower virtually, we'll look at the visible planets, we'll talk about everything else going on in space. And then this Saturday, across campus of the University of Nevada, Reno, we have what's called Day at the Museum. It's an open house of all the museums on campus with free hands-on activities for families. So on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., if you park at the planetarium, we'll give you a map. You can start your adventure. It'll take you through history, through biology, through geology, and, of course, through space. And you can come check out in our exhibit hall our collection of rocks from space, so space rocks this week. Keep your eyes peeled for some shooting stars. Be thankful that the moon is out of the way for that viewing, and come visit us at the planetarium. We're at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. You can call us at 784-4812 or visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu. But we like seeing you here in person best. We love you, ex-listeners, so keep looking up, and we'll see you here.